From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British voters head to the polls Thursday for what has been called the most important vote of their lifetimes, whether the United Kingdom should stay or leave the European Union. Wednesday was the last day of campaigning. Prime Minister David Cameron, speaking in Birmingham, urged voters to cast ballots to remain in the EU.
There is no going back. If we leave the European Union, we can only rejoin if we wanted to rejoin and join for the first time the Euro, the Schengen No Borders system, and give up the British rebate. That would never happen. So this vote, if we leave, is irreversible.
Former London Mayor Boris Johnson, among the Leave campaigners, said voting to stay in the EU would be like being locked in the back of a car, going in the wrong direction with no hope of changing.
This is the last chance I think our country has to take back control of obviously a lot of money, which is important, of our immigration system, which is also important, but basically of our democracy.
Two polls just before Thursday's referendum showed a slight advantage to the Leave campaign, although there are still many undecided voters. In Democratic Republic of Congo, opposition presidential candidate Moise Katumbi was sentenced in Kinshasa in absentia to 3 years in prison, fined $1 million after being convicted of selling a house he did not own. Katumbi, who is currently receiving medical attention in Europe, has denied the charge. He also said a separate charge that he hired mercenaries in a plot against the state is also aimed at derailing his bid to unseat President Joseph Kabila in the elections expected in November. A government spokesman denied there's any political connection. The sentence effectively bars Katumbi from standing for public office. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is quoted by official media Thursday as saying Wednesday's tests of medium-range ballistic missiles means his country possesses the sure capability of attacking U.S. interests in the Pacific. While the first missile launch was deemed a failure, the second reached an altitude of 1,000 kilometers and a distance of some 400 kilometers before falling into the Sea of Japan. The UN Security Council, which forbid such tests, met late Wednesday in emergency session to discuss the North's missile launches. Farhan Haq, a spokesman for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, earlier denounced the firings as a brazen and irresponsible act.
This is a deliberate and grave violation of its international obligations. The continued pursuit by the DPRK of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles will only undermine its security and fail to improve the lives of its citizens. The humanitarian consequences that this would entail cannot be stressed enough. The DPRK must change its course for a denuclearized Korean peninsula.
A White House spokesman said the U.S. strongly condemns what he called the North's provocative actions, said the U.S. would work with its international allies and others like Russia and China about what pressure can be applied. Meanwhile, India launched no fewer than 20 satellites in a single mission Wednesday. The satellites were carried by one rocket that put him into orbit in 26 minutes. In what is seen as a new direction for his presidential campaign, presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump Wednesday unleashed a scathing attack on his likely Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, saying she may be the most corrupt person ever to seek the White House.
If I'm elected president, I will end the special interest monopoly in Washington, D.C. Very important. The other candidate in this race has spent her entire life making money for special interests, and I will tell you, she's made plenty of money for them, and she's been taking plenty of money out for herself. Hillary Clinton has perfected the politics of personal profit and even theft.
Mrs. Clinton has also been on the attack, warning Trump's policies will be a disaster for the U.S. economy. She said Trump is launching personal attacks because he has no answers on substance. Somalia Wednesday said it killed 8 suspected al-Shabaab militants recovering weapons and munitions during an operation in the central part of the country, an army spokesman telling VOA the operation took place near the town of Masagawa. Russia's President Putin has accused NATO of intensifying rhetoric and boosting its military presence close to the country's borders. Speaking to Russian lawmakers, he said Moscow is ready for dialogue but awaits a positive response from the Western alliance. One of the last two surviving crew members of the so-called Doolittle Raiders has died. Retired Staff Sergeant David Jonathan Thatcher passed away Wednesday at a Montana hospital at age 94 after suffering a stroke. Thatcher, one of 80 airmen who took off in an April 18, 1942 raid from an aircraft carrier bombing Tokyo early in World War II. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.